working and was getting dangerous, and he didn't expedite the withdrawal at a point in time when he could have done it safely and not leave Americans behind enemy lines and our Afghan allies to be murdered, and they will be. Every American tonight should be furious. To be blunt, we don't have a president in the White House. We don't have a real commander-in-chief. We don't have a leader. Instead, we have a dishonest, self-involved, incoherent, mumbling and bumbling, quote, commander-in-chief, who firmly believes that he deserves all the credit for getting the United States out of Afghanistan, none of the blame for the disaster of how it went down. 13 dead Americans, that's our national treasure, and many more seriously wounded, and hundreds of dead Afghans, and God only knows how many Americans are left behind enemy lines tonight. Well, basically hostages of the whim of the terrorist organization, the Taliban, to now fend for themselves. Now, the fact that we don't know the exact number, that alone is unforgivable. This was the worst self-inflicted foreign policy disaster in not only modern American history, one of the worst in all of American history. And sadly, the only thing I can report tonight is it is far from over. All of this because of Joe Biden. And now we know he knew.
Yeah. And that to me is where the investigation should begin. What did the president know? When did he know it? And why didn't he tell it to the American people? There would have been no harm in saying the government's going to fall. We know that. They knew this back in April and May and June. And yet, we knew it then. We know it now. And our 13 dead Americans, it won't bring them back. But to these Gold Star families, newly minted, they are grieving. You heard the two Gold Star dads. There was a Gold Star mom that spoke out and just trashed President Biden. And there will be more criticism of this president. I'm not sure how he recovers from it. This was so egregious. So awful. Coming up, more reaction to the speech and more charges that our president lied to the American people. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Just a touch after 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. And that crash, which is blocking the left lane now, was blocking the three left lanes, so they've cleaned a little bit of that up. But Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana, you're backed up all the way past the 215 interchange. So you can give yourself some extra time to get through there or maybe take some surface streets. Also, you are bumper to bumper as roadwork continues through the Spaghetti Bowl there, 515 eastbound at Main Street. Slow all the way up to Eastern there, and 515 westbound at Eastern all the way back to Las Vegas Boulevard on the west side. And Beltway backups too. 215 westbound at Gillespie, 215 west at Tanea.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders get the roster down to 53. No big surprises. They release a receiver, John Brown. He is a veteran that signed with the team in March. They are moving on from veteran safety Carl Joseph, so it looks like they're going to go pretty young in the secondary. Also, wide receiver Keelan Dawson, cornerback Isaiah Johnson being let go as well. Those are probably the biggest names that are among the cuts as they get down to 53 players. They also waived one of their 2021 draft picks in seventh-round center Jimmy Morrissey. Raiders are going to open up the season on Monday Night Football on September 13th when they play host to Baltimore. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's animation studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotion and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This from the Huffington Post, Joe Rogan. The vaccine skeptical podcasting provocateur has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Joe Rogan announced that he has COVID-19 and that he took ivermectin, a drug meant for livestock. You're going to be hearing ivermectin a lot over the course of the next few weeks. I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised we have not heard more about that from the government, from the FDA and the CDC. We just haven't heard a lot about it. But yet another ivermectin recipient that has gotten sick and that tested positive for COVID-19. I want to go real quick to Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin. He's a Republican. And he was on Fox last night and said that essentially Biden has lied to the American people. We're hearing a lot of it after his speech yesterday. This was Mike Gallagher, the congressman. This is cut number 4. Go.
Let's start with the hard and obvious truth. The president of the United States is lying.
You can't even get the low bar of let's recognize the details of what's happened here. And this is a dangerous situation. This is not some bad off-Broadway theater. This is, as we know, life and death. How do you explain the commander-in-chief pretending about what's happened, a complete delusion? It's not even like we disagree, you know, in a partisan way or on policy. This is frightening to the American people that we're being told something that's not true.
I think it's a very cynical strategy they're employing. They clearly believe this is a news cycle that they can manage.
Yes, exactly.
They believe this is a narrative that they can win with some tweets and retweets from friendly, progressive journalists in the media echo chamber. That is their entire strategy right now. And as for their strategy to get Americans out after the withdrawal and surrender, there is none, right? They're putting everything in the basket of we have substantial leverage over the Taliban. We don't have leverage.
What is that? We don't even know what that is.
Well, these people think that geopolitics is like a high school model UN conference, right? Where leverage comes from a sternly worded statement referencing the international community.
Wow.
Leverage comes from victory or defeat on the ground, on the battlefield.
That's
right. Now, because we've surrendered, they will have the leverage of potentially hundreds of Americans held hostage going forward.
There you have it. Mike Gallagher, a congressman from Wisconsin. He is a Republican, and he is really ticked off, as are a number of members of Congress on the Republican side. By the way, this is going to be big. One of the things that we've talked about relative to the departure from Afghanistan is that no matter what we did, there was going to be chaos at the end. But what they're mistaking is, and this is the Biden administration, and it's Anthony Blinken and the Secretary of Defense and Jake Sullivan and all these people. They're all singing from the same hymnal. But the problem is that that's not necessarily true. That regardless of whether we left on May 1st or August 31st, or December, regardless, that there was going to be chaos. And the fact is, nobody knows that. The president doesn't know that. The Speaker of the House and Chuck Schumer, they don't know that. Do you notice how quiet they have been, though? I find it interesting that we have not heard a lot from Chuckie Schumer or Nancy Pelosi as to how this whole thing went down. The problem is not, should we have gotten out on August 31st or May 1st, as was in the President Trump agreement? That's not an issue. What is at issue is, did the president lie to the American people? Did he know that the government of Afghanistan was going to fall long before? I mean, we're talking here about supposedly he knew during the summer that the government was falling. And yet, for some unexplained reason, he did not choose to tell the American people. We'll get to more on this coming up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400, having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on Andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on Andro400.com. Andro400.com. That's Andro400.com.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
If anybody needs a superhero on their side, it's children with cancer. Join us for the Candlelighters Childhood Cancer Foundation of Nevada's Superhero 5K on Saturday, September 18th. Sign up to be part of a powerful 5K fundraising force supporting children and families in Southern Nevada who are battling cancer. The Candlelighters Superhero 5K is in person on September 18th at Mountain's Edge Exploration Peak Park with a virtual race option starting September 13th. Register today at candlelightersnv.org.
Conservative Nevadans, the liberal agenda in America is literally killing the American dream. It's time to fight back. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm hosting the Fight for Freedom, a campaign kickoff and conservative rally on September 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join like-minded freedom fighters and guest speakers at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. That's Tuesday, September 14th. Register at sampetersforcongress.com or on Eventbrite. Let's fight for freedom together and jumpstart the 2022 election cycle, and let's turn Nevada red again. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's a story we didn't have time to get to yesterday, but I wanted to at least touch on it. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story really from day one, and that is Mike Richards, who went from executive producer of Jeopardy to host and executive producer to just executive producer, and now he's out of a job. What in God's name happened to Mike Richards? What did he do to lose not one but two jobs?
Well, and actually it's three, Kevin, because he was also the executive producer of Wheel of Fortune, which on many channels was just right there, slotted right next to Jeopardy. So he lost three jobs over comments he made about women, about Jews and Asians in a podcast in 2013, 2014. So we're talking about, 7 or 8 year old comments that finally got out. And once the long knives are out for you, in today's cancel culture, it's hard to get your footing. And even James Holzhauer, who is from Las Vegas, a professional gambler and Jeopardy champion himself, he was even mocking Richards, Mike Richards, as he was going out the door. And he said, here's a quote from him. He says, "Do I think Mike Richards' podcast comments were appropriate for a polite society? No. But did he deserve the benefit of a doubt for the job he did on running Jeopardy? Also, no." So, I mean, they're still taking shots at this guy, Kevin, as he tried to make a name for himself, not only as the producer of these shows, but an on-air personality. And it just is not working out the way he thought it was. Now, like we said before, there's going to be a series of primetime specials, which are being hosted by Miriam Bialak. And she, of course...
And she's the Big Bang Theory gal?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and plays a scientist. And she, in real life, is a scientist. So, I mean, she was not only an actress that was playing that part, but she was an actual scientist playing that part. So, a little extra there. But everybody loves Jeopardy, and a lot of people still like Wheel of Fortune. So Richards is out at both of those jobs, So we'll see if the production value changes on what has become a real big hit for many, many years.
But Jim, does it matter who the host is, honestly? I mean, I saw Aaron Rodgers. I saw Anderson Cooper, and he was awful. He was absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
But the game is the game.
That is true. And since you brought that up, Richards has already taped some shows in his short tenure, and he will be seen in the beginning of the show starting September 13th, because they figured a do-over with a substitute host would really be a slap in the face at the contestants, and it would really undermine the show altogether, because it is not about the host, but it's about the contestants and the learning that you get. I mean, sure, it takes a good host, as you well know, to put this piece over here and that piece over there and tie it all together, make it smooth, make it fun, make it entertaining, and hopefully it will also be informative. And that's what a good host does, as you well know.
No, it's the game, and we'll see. Now the question is, where does Mike Richards get hired?
That's the thing. I mean, once your name is thrown around there with a lot of mud attached to it, it becomes very difficult to maybe reinvent yourself. But again, he's a producer at heart and certainly wanted to get some exposure on the air. But if you're working behind the scenes and you're really good at what you do, does it really matter? And I guess time will tell on that. But certainly, Hollywood's not a very forgiving place unless you're talking about politics and you have the approved script from the approved party to project, and then you can kind of get away with everything. Do you remember when Alec Baldwin was going through his controversial thing where...
You fat little pig!
Yeah, he's talking about his daughter! And went through all that, but... Nothing from the libs. He continued to host Saturday Night Live, and he continued to mock Trump, and continued to be who he really is, which was exposed. And he treated his daughter very, very badly. But, hey, he's a left-winger, so he does get away with it in left-wing Hollywood.
Coming up on the program, in fact, top of the hour, Sigal Chadha will join us, GOP candidate for attorney general, and a controversial move, if you will, about a $26 billion opioid pact that Aaron Ford, the current attorney general, rejected, despite 44 states joining in this opioid pact. Nevada will not be one of the states that's participating, and that to me is unforgivable. That is a fireable offense. There is a huge problem with opioids in our community, across our state, across our region, really, if you want to talk about it. But Sigal Chadha will join us, and she is running for attorney general. Why? She will tell us in just a little bit. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show. Weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
What if every Nevadan listening to this radio message who has gotten the COVID-19 vaccine convinced just one friend or family member in Nevada to get vaccinated? And what if those Nevadans then did the same thing? We'd be back to normal in no time. It's safe, free, and easy, with no ID or proof of insurance necessary. It's not too late until it is. Learn more at nvcovidfighter.org.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Keep contaminants out of our storm drains and out of our waters. Grass clippings, fertilizer, yard waste, they all contaminate our stormwater. Litter, pet waste, they also contaminate it. Fluids from leaking vehicles run right in there. All stormwater goes untreated directly to our local waterways. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting lovenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message sponsored by the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More reaction to what we heard yesterday from the President of the United States, that we had essentially, by declaration, ended the war in Afghanistan after 20 years. I want to go to cut five because Newt Gingrich was on Fox last night. Don't know if you caught this, but this was his reaction to the Biden performance in Afghanistan. It was not a very proud moment in American history. This is Newt Gingrich.
Oh, I don't think there's ever been in all of American history anyone who, in two or three weeks, has done the amount of damage that Joe Biden has done. This is an astonishing performance. I don't think you and I could have imagined it as a novel. Here's a guy who goes in, takes a totally winnable position, throws it away, positions the Americans so they can't defend themselves, then decides that he really has to owe our enemies, people we fought for 20 years, they're now our allies overnight, and so he has to do what they tell him to do. They instruct him when to leave, and they instruct him, by the way, while keeping $85 billion of American equipment. This whole thing is sending signals around the entire planet that Biden is hopeless, that the United States is out of the game, and it's dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous. We are in more danger today than we were during the Trump era. Is that a fair assessment? That we and in fact. After 20 years in Afghanistan, we don't have much to show for it, do we? You know, we built a lot of water plants. We helped improve their banking system. We did all kinds of stuff. But I'm just going to tell you, this is a little scary. We are in worse shape now than we were during the Trump era. And we went through an entire year where not one American died. And then all of a sudden, Joe Biden came on watch, and the bottom fell out of it. That's unforgivable, and it's just something that you know, we're going to have to battle back from it. But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how we do it. How is it that we're going to be able to get the confidence of the rest of the world after this display in Afghanistan? Hightailing it out of there.